USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Zillow says the average price of a home in the United States is up by 13%, and typical rent prices are up more than 5%. The typical home price was just over $287,000 in May 2021. Cities that experienced the biggest hikes were Austin, Texas, Phoenix, Arizona, and Salt Lake City. Economists saying prices are higher due to low mortgage rates, low supply, and increased demand for more space. Typical rent is also up to just over $1,700 per month across the United States. President Biden set to arrive at the White House late Wednesday night. The president in Geneva meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday. Biden saying the meeting went well and he made it clear that his agenda is not against Russia. Putin also saying the talks with President Biden were very constructive. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
The Fed Reserve isn't changing interest rates. The target range for the Fed funds rate is staying between 0 and 0.25%. However, the Fed does expect higher inflation as it now puts that number at 3.4%. That's a full point higher than what they were projecting back in March. Despite rates staying the same for now, officials hinted that rate hikes could begin in 2023. Israel is launching airstrikes after an Hamas balloon attack.
Israel has launched airstrikes into the Gaza Strip following a series of arson attacks. The Israeli Defense Force says it bombed Hamas military complexes in Khan Yunis and Gaza City overnight on Wednesday. The attacks come in retaliation for the launch of incendiary balloons from the territory, which started at least 20 fires on Tuesday, according to the Israeli Fire Service. It's the first major violence since the two sides agreed on a ceasefire on May 21st. There were no immediate reports of injuries. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The former director of the CDC is casting doubt on the fact that the WHO can investigate the origins of COVID-19 effectively.
As the World Health Organization announced this week their intentions to investigate the origins of the coronavirus that has killed millions of people around the world, former CDC director and virologist Robert Redfield on Fox News says the WHO is too compromised by Communist China to do the investigation.
I think they were highly compromised. Clearly, they were incapable of compelling China to adhere to the treaty agreements that they have on global health, because they didn't do that. Clearly, they allowed China to define the group of scientists that could come and investigate. That's not consistent with their role.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen believes the United States is well on its way to a robust economic recovery from the coronavirus pandemic.
Thanks to this Congress and its passage of the American Rescue Plan, I believe we're well on our way towards that goal.
As inflation continues, Yellen was pressed on it and does say it needs to be taken very seriously.
The current burst of inflation reflects the difficulties of reopening an economy that's been shut down.
Yellen appearing virtually before a Senate committee. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.